tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the program Dimensions of Islamic Life. And I hope wherever you are connecting from, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all in the best of health and iman. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Inshallah Azzawajal, in today's episode and program, we are going to learn about this great scholar of Islam, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahimahullah ta'ala. So inshallah Azzawajal, before we begin with this biography, first and foremost recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a hadith that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We are discussing the biography of such a great imam, a great orator, a great mufassir of the Holy Quran, commentator of the Holy Quran, a great thinker, as well as a great scientist, subhanallah. We know him as Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Fakhruddin was actually his title, and his actual name was after the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His name was Muhammad, and mashallah, what a beautiful name, subhanallah. There are many blessings with regards to the fragrant name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, inshallah azza wa jal, it reminds me of a beautiful Naat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which highlights the beauty and the barakah of the blessed name Muhammad, subhanallah. So inshallah, recite together.
Aankhon ka tara naame Muhammad, dil ka ujala naame Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naame Muhammad, dil ka ujala naame Muhammad. Allahu Akbar Abulula ne, Allahu Akbar Rabulula ne, har shay pe likha naam-e Muhammad, har shay pe likha naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Hai yu to kasrat se naam lekin, hai yu to kasrat se naam lekin, sabse hai pyara naam-e Muhammad, sabse hai pyara naam-e Muhammad.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. The beauty of the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is truly amazing. And this great Imam of Islam, his actual name was Muhammad. And his father's name was Umar. And his grandfather's name was Hussein. And his great grandfather's name was Hassan. Subhanallah. Look at how beautiful this chain is, mashallah. And his father was known, he was a famous personality in Islam. He was known as the orator of Ray. Ray is a place in Iran near the city of Tehran. Tehran is the capital of Iran, right? So Ray is an area near Tehran. And from the blessed lineage, subhanAllah, of the great Sahaba, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he comes, and his father was, his name was Umar. MashaAllah, who was famous as Khatib al-Ray, meaning the famous orator of in the city of Ray in Iran. And his blessed shrine is located in Herat. Later on, Imam Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he traveled to many other places. And finally, he settled down in Herat, and that was his final resting place. He was known as Allamatul Wara. He was known as Shaykhul Islam wal Muslimin. He was known as Imamul Mutakallimin and a perfect Kamil Sufi, subhanallah. Tafsir al-Kabir, if we think of his contribution, subhanallah, that stands out. It's a famous work among more than his 80 books that he has authored, subhanallah. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was a celebrated author of in many sciences. And his writings were so famous that they spread around the globe. And people took his books with both hands, subhanallah. He was well received. His scholarly work was well received throughout the world. So much so that they would even forget the books of people that came before him, subhanallah. And Imam Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he brought about a new writing style. Yes, where it will be organized into numbers and sections. You know, he would discuss a certain topic and he would say, all right, in this, there are a few issues that we need to discuss. Number one is this, and under that first section, there are subsections, like 2, 3, and 4, and then after that, he will move to the next major section and then to the subsections. And this is how he beautifully organized his writing style, which became very famous, subhanallah. And he was a great orator as well. He would lecture and he would give Islamic bayans, subhanallah. A great muwalligh of Islam he was. And he would give bayan not only in Arabic language, but also in Ajami language, in the non-Arabic dialect as well, such as Persian. And subhanallah, he would also go into a state while he would give bayan and he would cry. And in the city of Herat, where he finally stayed, people would come to him from all directions. And he would rectify and reform people, bring them to the true religion of Islam, subhanallah. If there was some issues with the aqaid, he would reform them in terms of the Islamic theology, subhanallah. And he was famous in the city of Herat. He was famous by the title of Shaykhul Islam, subhanallah. He was a great preacher. And mashallah, he was also the student of his father, who was known as Khatib al-Ray, Sayyidina Umar, rahimahullah ta'ala. And he was also the student of Abu Muhammad al-Baghawi and Kamaluddin al-Samnani, rahimahullah ta'ala. He memorized Imam al-Haramain's work in Ilm al-Kalam, and he became an authority on Ilm al-Kalam, which is the study of Islamic theology and the intricate details of the belief system. And he began his scholarly career in the state of poverty. Allahu Akbar. He was poor initially, but he would still learn the Ilm-e-Deen. His poverty never stopped him. Today, we get sponsorships, we get our bursaries. Our parents, they work hard, put us through school, university, jamia, and so on, colleges. And we still don't put in that effort that is required. And here, this great Imam, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he began his scholarly career in poverty. And he traveled to different places in search of Ilm-e-Deen, subhanallah. And he spread the fragrance of the teachings of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah throughout these countries, wherever he traveled. Having completed his formal studies, Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala traveled to Khwarizm, which is the areas around Uzbekistan and modern day Turkmenistan. Then he set out for Bukhara in the year 576 Hijri, which corresponds to the English year 1180. And then he set out on his journey to Bukhara. Bukhara is a city, historical city in Uzbekistan. And then he traveled through Bukhara and making stops in Samarkand. Samarkand is yet another great city, a center of knowledge in the time of Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Then he traveled through the places of Ghazn. Ghazna is also a place from where Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi hails, subhanallah. And then finally he took his stay, and he stayed permanently in Herat. He was the Imam of the learned scholars of theology and the foundation of Islamic belief. He was a major jurist of the Shafi school of thought. And he was a specialist in Usul, a great Sufi mystic, commentator of the Holy Quran, a great philosopher, a genealogist, and a great physician. And he had grasp over many other sciences. As someone has said about him, a historical statement someone has made about him, and he says that Imam Razi is such an ocean that contains more pearls than the ocean itself. Subhanallah. So yes, this is the great Imam of Islam, Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that we are speaking of. And as the narration is that inda dhikril akhyar tanzilur rahmah, that at the time the pious predecessors are mentioned, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. This is a narration. Allahu Akbar. And while we are mentioning our pious predecessor, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala, and many scholars, even today, we study his works. And it is, subhanAllah, so refreshing to study his works, to study his writing, especially his tafsir, Tafsir al-Kabir. It is an ocean of knowledge. And that makes you realize how in-depth is the deeper meanings of the Holy Quran. Tafsir Kabir is not a small book, it spans through many volumes, as many as, according to some publications, different publications, they publish his tafsir in different volumes. One publication has published his Tafsir Kabir in 24 volumes. Some have published in 31 volumes, subhanAllah. So he has the profound understanding of the Holy Quran, of the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. If one needs to learn the deeper meanings of the Holy Quran, one can easily study the tafsir of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he has mentioned about his own works of tafsir and how he would struggle at times in understanding the Holy Quran. And he says that I understood the meaning of Surah Al-Asr from an ice seller who was calling loudly in the marketplace, have mercy on the person whose capital is melting. Have mercy on the person whose capital is melting. Listening to this, I said to myself, this is the meaning of Wal-Asr. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. The life which has been granted to a man is passing quickly like the melting ice. If the life is wasted or spent in useless things, then man is in a total loss. Allahu Akbar. And he documents this in his famous tafsir work, Tafsir al-Kabir. Subhanallah. And this now should teach us the value of time. As Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has interpreted and commented on this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Wal Asr. And then the second verse after that, Innal insana lafi khusr. And this sends out a message of the clear message of Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the oath of that time. And he then says that man is indeed at a loss. And Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he comments on these two verses and he says that it means the life which has been granted to a man is passing quickly like the melting ice. If the life is wasted or spent in useless things, then man is in a total loss. If we do not use the time which is passing by as ice melts, and we don't utilize this time in performing the deeds that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, investing in virtuous deeds and calling to righteousness, if we fail to do so, then certainly we will be at a loss. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen. We should know the value of time. The time that is a double-edged sword, as Imam Shafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that time is something that you either use it, it's like a sword, you either use the sword to cut something, or the sword will cut you in return. Which one of the two would we like to take? So use the time before it gets wasted. Because the time is the sum of our life. Each moment that is passing by, we are losing a part of our life. This is so precious. And this is what the Holy Quran highlights in these verses of Surah Al-Asr, which Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala beautifully explained by giving the example of this ice seller who was standing in the marketplace and he was saying that, you know, have mercy on me. My assets, my whatever I have, ice is commodity. His assets are melting away. It will be of no use once it melts away and gets absorbed to the ground. Yes, while it is in the form of the ice, through the passage of time, it will melt. So let's say the example of it he took was, what if this ice was time? Same thing happens with the time. With each passing moment, our time is being elapsed and there is less and less time. If we don't utilize this time wisely, then we will surely be at a loss. And it will be a great loss. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our eyes to reality. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. Subhanallah, this great Imam, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he truly would inspire through his writings. And even if today you look at his writings, you'll be deeply motivated. He was, besides being a great scholar of Islam, he was also a reviver of Islam. Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has stated in a hadith that there will always be in my nation a group who will safeguard the truth until the day of resurrection comes. Subhanallah. And there is another hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that Allah azza wa jal shall send for this ummah at the turn of every 100 years a person who shall revive their religion for them. Subhanallah. So the Mujaddid, the reviver, is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to revive our deen for us. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned regarding these Mujaddids that come to revive the deen, that the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. They are the heirs of the prophets. Subhanallah. Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. Subhanallah. The first reviver of Islam is Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, then Imam Shafi rahmatullahi ta'ala, and many other a'imma have been since then the revivers of Islam. Subhanallah. And Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala was considered the reviver of the 6th century by Hafiz al-Hadith and a great mujaddid of Islam himself, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti al-Shafi rahmatullahi ta'ala. So, one Imam, subhanallah, he is complimenting another Imam, Allahu Akbar, a mujaddid about another mujaddid, subhanallah, and he says that Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala was considered the revival of the 6th century Hijri. And he was the flag bearer of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah in his time. He refuted and brought to the correct path many who had been misguided, who were in the depth of misguidance. He brought them out and showed them the light, subhanallah. And following the example of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Imam Razi rahmatullah became a theologian. And as his works in this field can testify, he was famous for his eloquence in debate and for his quickness of intelligence and keenness of wit, subhanallah. These gifts were combined with a rhetorical power which made him the most famous debater of his time. A great mujaddid and Shaykhul Islam, or as was his title in Herat, his main aim was to preach the true teachings of Islam and to defend the integrity of the beautiful religion of Islam. And he took the opportunity of using his remarkable gift of knowledge in a manner which made him one of the most famous mujaddids of all time. His tafsir work, Tafsir Kabir, also known as Mafatihul Ghaib, Keys to the Unseen, in 12 to 30 volumes depending on the edition, he spent the last 15 years of his life working on it. Subhanallah, it took a long time. Imam Razi's fame in the Muslim world lies as much in his commentaries on the Holy Quran as in his theological work. He was greatly devoted to the Holy Quran, as he was in his theological works. He was greatly devoted to the Holy Quran from the very childhood. And he studied Quran and its commentary by his father, who was the orator of Ray. His study of all the other sciences by no means reduced his love for the Holy Quran, subhanallah. As he wrote in old age that, "I have experienced all the methods of theology and all the ways of philosophy, but I did not find in them the benefit which could equal the benefit I derived from reading the exalted Quran." The most important of Imam Razi's commentaries is the voluminous work Mafatihul Ghaib, known as the Great Commentary, which translates in Arabic to Tafsir Kabir. And this work is the most important theological commentary ever written on the Holy Quran, subhanallah. Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi makes it also an occasion to reveal his encyclopedic knowledge, in that he intermingles history, geography, and other branches of knowledge in the commentary of the Quranic text wherever possible. He mentions and praises often in this work the Muslim saints who combine intellectual principles, and they combine it with the intellectual principle, they combine it with the principles of Islamic revelation, subhanallah, the great Sufi teachings of Islam. This was the great contribution of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, as many have testified to this fact. If you study his works, you would immediately say this: yes, all of this is so true, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us without accountability, for his sake, ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Amin. Dear viewers, let's inshallah azza wa jal, let's go and listen to a beautiful naat of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until we return. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa jani rahmat, shama'i bazmi hidayat, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ka farmane ali shan hai, ki jo koi shaks mujh par ek baar durude paak padhe, Allah azza wa jal us par apni 10 rahmatein nazil farmata hai, uske 10 gunahon ko mitata hai, aur اس کے 10 درجات کو بلند فرماتا ہے۔ آج جو کلام آپ سننے جا رہے ہیں، اس میں آپ کو بار بار درود پاک پڑھنے کا موقع ملے گا۔ آئیے نعت رسول مقبول بھی سنیے اور درود پاک کے ورد میں شامل ہو جائیے۔
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ وسلم
سچی بات سکھاتے یہ ہے سیدھی راہ دکھاتے یہ ہیں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں روتی آنکھیں ہنساتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
قصرِ دنا تک کس کی رسائی قصرِ دنا تک کس کی رسائی جاتے یہ ہیں آتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو آگ میں باغ کھلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
انا اعطیناک الکوثر انا اعطیناک الکوثر ساری کثرت پاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رب ہے معطی یہ ہیں قاسم رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑیں اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑیں کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے پل پر ہم کو چلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ مژدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
وسلم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ اللہ اکبر. Such is the generosity of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this beautiful kalam was recited by the great muballigh of our Dawat Islami, our Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari, hafizahullah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us some of his blessings and faizan. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Alhamdulillah, the Muslim saints have done tremendous work in every field of Islamic theology, academia, and when it comes to the humanitarian efforts, subhanallah, in every facet, they have produced work. And this great individual, subhanallah, this great Imam of Islam, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he was truly a remarkable personality in the history of Islam. And look at how beautifully he has penned the tafsir of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah, we find the extracts from his tafsir even in the works of our beloved Mufti Qasim Sahib Hafizahullah Ta'ala, where he includes the snippets and the excerpts from the tafsir of Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala in his works, where he has made the tafsir of the Holy Quran by the name of Tafsir Siratul Jinan fi Tafsir al-Quran. And he says that in the tafsir of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, so when he translates and does his commentary on the two divine attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. And in this regard, Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali says, he quotes Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, that Allah Azza wa Jal has attributed his divine being of being Rahman and Rahim. So it is not far from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, you know, whoever asking for something to bestow them, subhanallah. And such is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which envelops all Rahman. He says that one day a person came to somebody to beg, and he had a huge mansion. And then when he came, he gave him something. The second day he came with an axe in his hand, and he started breaking his door. So he's asking the person who came to ask for assistance, what are you doing? Why are you causing damage to my property? He says, either you must make your door such that befits your charity, or you must make your charity befit your status. Subhanallah. And subhanallah, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it knows no bounds. It is unlimited. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Azza wa Jal, his divine being, is Ar-Rahman. And then Allah Azza wa Jal opens his book, divine book, when you recite the opening chapter of the Holy Quran, which is Surah Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and then Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. So opening of the book, opening of the Quran, is with the divine attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of him being Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. And this is the insight which we are provided when we study the works and the tafsir of Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The tafsir of the first verse of Juz 3, Surah Baqarah, verse number 253, in which Allah Azza wa Jal states regarding the status of the Anbiya Ikram. He Azza wa Jal says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وأيدناه بروح القدس ولو شاء الله ما اقتتل الذين من بعدهم من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات ولكن اختلفوا فمنهم من آمن ومنهم من كفر ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا ولكن الله يفعل ما يريد. Translation from Kanzuliban. These are the messengers that we have exalted one above the other. Amongst them is the one with whom Allah spoke, and One is whom Allah Azza wa Jal elevated in rank above all. And we gave Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, the son of Maryam, clear signs, and we helped him with the pure spirit, meaning the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. And had Allah willed, those who came after them would not have therefore fought with each other after clear signs had come to them, but they differed. Some amongst them remained believers, and some became disbelievers. And had Allah willed, they would not have therefore fought, but Allah does as He wills. Allahu Akbar. This beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jal, He reveals the status of the prophets, subhanallah, and the messengers. And He says, Tilka rusul faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Some messengers, they were given excellence over the others. And in the tafsir of this verse, Imam Jalaluddin Asyuti rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, Tilka mubtada'un, meaning this is the subject. Ar-rusul sifat, it is the sifa of tilka. And wal khabar fadalna ba'dhum ala ba'd, the predicate is fadalna ba'dhum ala ba'd. This is the grammatical arrangement of this verse of the Holy Quran. And after this, subhanallah, when we look at the tafsir of Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala, the tafsir al-kabir, for detailed look at this tafsir, subhanallah, however, this book is available from the website of Dawat Islami. This is the hashia and the footnotes on Tafsir-e-Jalalain, the tafsir of Imam Jalaluddin Mahalli al-Shafi and Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti al-Shafi. Subhanallah, great tafsir, short, precise, and there is hashia and footnotes from the Madanis, mashallah, from Madinatul Ilmiya. They have contributed a great deal towards the furnishing of this great book, and they have added valuable insight from different tafasir of the Holy Quran, subhanallah, and beautiful hashiya to study. I would encourage the students of Deen, and if you can read and understand Arabic, to study this book, mashallah, beautifully presented and researched. So, in the tafsir of this verse of the Holy Quran, Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that the Ummah has a consensus that some prophets are better and more excellent than the other prophets. And indeed, our master, our prophet, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the most excellent from the rest, subhanallah. And it is due to certain principles, certain reasons. And then he highlights one after the other. He says, Ahaduha, qawluhu ta'ala, warafa'na laka dhikrak. The first reason of his excellence is because Allah Azza wa Jal himself, he highlights in the glorious Quran, warafa'na laka dhikrak. Allahu Akbar. Here Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us about the lofty rank that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He has elevated His remembrance for him. And then he says, in the same Quran, subhanallah, we have in the verses such as وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. About that, Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, فَكَانَ رَحْمَةً لِكُلِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَزِمَ أَن يَكُونَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ كُلِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That if he sallallahu alayhi sallam is a mercy towards all the universe, all the worlds, then it necessitates that he is most excellent than the rest of the world. Subhanallah. And then the third argument that he provides, he says, the third reason behind the excellence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over all the other prophets and the rest of the creation is that Allah azza wa jal has joined his obedience, subhanallah, with his own obedience, meaning he has joined the obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his own obedience. And he states in the Holy Quran, "May يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدَ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ," that he who follows the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed he has followed Allah azza wa jal. He who obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has obeyed Allah azza wa jal. And Allah azza wa jal has regarded his pledging allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as pledging allegiance to Allah azza wa jal. He has, subhanallah, likened the pledging of the allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to someone pledging allegiance to Allah azza wa jal. Look at how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this concept in the glorious Quran. And Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali highlights this aspect under the tafsir of this verse, and he says, "Inna alladhina yubayi'unaka innama yubayi'un Allah." Allahu Akbar. Here Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us in the Holy Quran that those who pledged allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are in fact pledging allegiance to Allah Azza wa Jal himself. And Allah Azza wa Jal joined the respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own respect. And thus he says in the glorious Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ. Subhanallah. And Allah Azza wa Jal joined the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his pleasure in the Holy Quran, and he says, and Allah Azza wa Jal has regarded the acceptance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his own acceptance, and he says, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walirrasul," meaning responding and answering to their call, subhanallah. And the fourth reason he mentions, and he has mentioned numerous arguments and numerous dalail, subhanallah. These are just few of them. And mashallah, it goes on and on. To find out more, you have to study Tafsir al-Kabir. Pick up the book and try to understand, and subhanallah, and admire the scholarly work that is put together in this beautiful Tafsir of the Holy Quran. And that is the work of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. The writings of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, of which nearly 100 are known, they deal almost with every aspect of a Muslim's intellectual life and include all the sciences of his time. And mashallah, there have been a very, very few Muslim theologians who have had a lot of knowledge of the mathematical and natural sciences as Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Another field in which Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali excelled is the science of medicine, the mastery of which one hardly expects from a theologian. But Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was such a great scholar who had not only expertise in the Islamic sciences, but in the scientific realm as well, be it mathematics, be it the study of medicine, and other sciences as well. Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala also wrote several books on geometry, on astronomy, agriculture, politics, history, comparative religion, subhanallah, and the list goes on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for his sake, ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. This was just a short synopsis of the biography of this great scholar of Islam, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. Inshallah azza wa jal, again we'll come with another topic of discussion. Until then, keep reciting salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and